Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Maseches Maariv Katan Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Rav Shlomo Zalman of Zugas Amar Siyata V'Chayes Chalotzeim. This big bench with a Sachat Slacha and Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa and Kol Tuv Zela. And B'schos Estabas Rachel. She should be Zecher to find Rezeev Hagun B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Aleph tells us V'Il Megalchen B'Moyed. The following people are allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Chazal asked for taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed. That's because they didn't want people to say, "Hey, I don't have enough time to take a haircut right now. I'm just going to wait for Chol HaMoed when I have more time." And then they'd come into Yontif looking all unkempt with their hair growing wild. And answering taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed would make sure that they get a haircut before Yontif. However, the following people are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed: Habam Dinas Hayam, someone that comes from overseas, they were on a journey, not vacation, but they were doing business, and they came back on Chol HaMoed, so they're allowed to take a haircut. Umbeis HaShivya, if they were released from captivity, Gaim had captured them, and they only got let go on Chol HaMoed, so they could take a haircut. Bayatum Beis HaSurin, someone who was let out of jail, this is even a Jewish jail. Vamanuda Sheitiru LeChachamim, if this person was put into excommunication, and the Chama only let him go from his nidoy, from his excommunication on Chol HaMoed, he could take a haircut. Also, someone who asked a chacham and his neder was matered. He made a neder that he's not going to take a haircut, and he was only able to find the chacham to mater his neder on Chol HaMoed, so he could get a haircut. Nazir, a person who's a nazir, whom we know is not allowed to take a haircut, as long as he's a nazir, his nazir is finished on Chol HaMoed. And Mitzara, someone with saras, who's going from a state of toma to tara, he's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed as well. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, now talking about laundering clothing. The following people are allowed to launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed. Usually, one is not allowed to launder the clothing on Chol HaMoed. That's because, similar to taking a haircut, Chazal wanted a person to ensure that he has clean clothing for Yontif and Chol HaMoed. However, the following people, similar to the previous Mishnah, weren't able to launder their clothing, so they could do so on Chol HaMoed. Habam Dinas Hayam, someone who came from overseas, Umbeis HaShivya, or they were released from captivity, Vayatum Beis Asurim, where they were let out of jail, Vamanu Deshetir LaChachamim, the Chachamim let him go from his Nidoy only on Chol HaMoed, Vachem Mishanishal Chacham Hutar. Also, if he was only able to ask a chacham on Chol HaMoed and got his nether matered, so all these people are allowed to launder their clothing. Now, the following things are allowed to be laundered by regular people. Mitvachas HaYadayim, hand towels, they're used for drying their hands after washing. These get dirty often, so they're allowed to be washed even on Chol HaMoed. Mitvachas HaSaparim, and a barber's cloth, this is the towel that's placed over a person when they're taking a haircut so they don't get their clothing full of hair. Mitvachas HaSfag, and bath towels, all these are allowed to be laundered on Chol HaMoed. Furthermore, Hazam Vazavas Vanidas Vayoldais, all these people are Tamei, and they have a certain flow coming out of their bodies, which make their clothing dirty, so they're allowed to launder them on Chol HaMoed. B'chol Olam Mitumah L'Tahara, anyone that's going from a state of Tumah to Tahara, Harei Elu Mutarin, all these people are allowed to launder their clothing, Ushar Kol Adam Asurin, but anybody else is not allowed to launder clothing on Chol HaMoed. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.